T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Congrats to Caleb in Green Bay. Finally, someone wins something in Green Bay in the last decade. Good to see a winner from Titletown. Sheesh, it's been a while. No, that was really fun. Amazing to come on after the 28th Smack Off, something I've been listening to Perloff for so much of my life. It's such a great day. And now to be here, congrats to Caleb and Iofrady and Vic and Brad and all the crazy people who decide to go on the Smack Off. DA, Damon Amendolara, who does the morning show here on CBS Sports Radio, made an appearance. Really, really fun stuff. And he wins $5,000. Not bad.
Wow. You could hear the Wisconsin accent a little bit, too.
You lean into the Wisconsin accent, yeah, if you know what's good for you.
Absolutely.
There's a little bit like you got to hit the right notes here with the Smack Off. Definitely great to mention some kind of sponsor of the show or of the network. Definitely got to bring in the personal stuff about Jim, of course. That will always help. And then, you know, take the rest from there. A little sports, a little smack, a little everything. So that was really cool. Really, really fun. Congrats to Caleb in Green Bay. New champion, which is cool. Thankfully, we got a little drama in the NBA draft last night. It's been so long since we had any type of question about who's going to go number one overall, like in the NFL draft, in the NBA draft. When Woj tweeted yesterday morning that it was locked at the top three with Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, and then Paolo Banchero, and then all of a sudden, 30 minutes before the draft, the market started moving and everything got crazy. Perloff, I thought it was a ploy. I thought it was
by
like
who?
A ploy by Woj and ESPN to try to drive viewership to the draft, because Woj is like 5 million Twitter followers. Thought it was a ploy, and then lo and behold, Paolo Banchero actually does go to the Orlando Magic. Finally, a little excitement in the draft.
So the only problem is, I feel like Paolo Banchero and Jabari Smith are somewhat interchangeable to the casual fan. 6'9 power forwards who are going to teams that are going to win 17 games.
That's and actually, could be 20.
I'm going to play totally Monday morning quarterback here. We both saw these players. They're both on visible teams. Like,
yep.
Paolo Banchero is clearly the best player in the country. He was on Duke. He had the biggest spotlight. Why did we think he was going number one overall all along? How did this happen? Like, take us behind. How did we get fooled?
Well, how did Woj get fooled? Don't ask me. How did I get fooled? I was just following the quote-unquote insiders. I should have been following the quote-unquote sharp bettors. Like, that's who actually had the information. But, you know, it's funny. The NBA draft, for as huge of a business as the NBA is, billions and billions and billions of dollars, I really feel like there are things they can improve upon. This was great that we didn't know who number one was going to be. That's awesome. But they've got to figure out a better way to update some of the trade things as they're going on. I don't have a solution for you. I'm just here to gripe about this, because if you're following on social media and then you're watching the draft, it's like impossible to figure out what the hell is going on.
I think that a lot of, considering the NBA's market, I think a lot of people are following online. So I think that they are probably a little better than the NFL. The NFL draft, obviously, 10 times the audience or whatever,
yeah,
much bigger audience. They, for their audience, they better keep on top of the trades. But NBA, did anyone not know about the trades while the commissioner would go up there and announce a trade? Everyone's like, we heard that 20 minutes ago. It just sounded weird.
When he would go up and announce it, I'm like, wait, did another trade happen? I'm like, did the Knicks trade more picks? I don't even know what's going on. Oh, you're talking about what happened 30 minutes ago. Aha, got it. And it, it's so confusing at times. I think that it can take away from the product. That's all. That's rant over. That's what I'm thinking. Let's hand out some superlatives from last night's draft because we want to get right into it. Let's start with most likely to succeed. Now, I know you think none of these draft picks are really going to succeed, but tell me who has the best shot.
I'm basing this on the 1.5 minute videos they show after every player.
Yeah, good for you.
Shaedon Sharpe, I do not understand why he was a number one in that draft. And I saw the highlights of this kid who went to Kentucky but never played and has this crazy backstory. He's Canadian. Then I go to Twitter and all the draft experts are like, this is going to be the best player in this draft in 4 years. Portland basically got a future superstar. So I don't understand it all, but I am a big YouTube scout. And this guy looks unbelievable. He's 19 years old, looks much more skilled. Paolo Banchero, I'm one of those idiots who sees Paolo Banchero and sees Jabari Smith and watches him enough. I'm like, okay, we know what this upside is. We've never seen this Shaedon Sharpe kid. His highlights are insane. His measurables are absolutely insane. He's going to be the superstar out of this draft. But I really feel the more research I did into this, he feels like he's the superstar in this draft.
Yeah, the only thing that was holding him back, really, is the fact that nobody's seen him play basketball in long time.
That's what the most enticing thing about him is. It's the way that we cover sports and the way teams actually think about athletes now. The unknown is so attractive. The known is the least interesting thing. Nobody wants a guy who's been there for 2 years. Keegan Murray, old man. He's been there for 2 years. He wasn't good enough to go pro after his freshman year. It's going to be the worst pick ever. The Shaedon Sharpe unknown combined with what you hear about him really makes him, in my opinion, the most fascinating guy to go in the top 10 last night.
Okay, well, I am going to respectfully disagree that he's the most interesting player. This is most likely to succeed, but I get what you're saying.
I think he's actually
most interesting.
The people I follow and I like a lot really think that he has an enormous upside. So it's not, I'm not just joking here. He looks like he could be a stolen star at number 7.
Well, the people in Portland who are listening to us right now, they're going to be happy to hear you say that. To me, most likely to succeed is one of the most controversial picks in the draft, and I'm still going to go with Chet Holmgren. Now, I don't know what Oklahoma City is really doing here. You got more draft picks than you know what to do with, even though you traded a few out to the Knicks last night and one of the more confusing moments of the draft, but you traded a few of your first round picks out. I still think Chet Holmgren is most likely to succeed and can also be biggest boomer bust, because I think if this works with this ridiculous like experiment of a human body to play basketball, this could be such a game-changing kind of player for where the game is going in the future. So I'm going to say Chet Holmgren is most likely to succeed. Also, when Oklahoma City gets the French windmill next year, then you can just add on top of that.
I worry about both those guys. If they get caught up at the top of the key trying to guard a guard, what are they going to be able to do?
Let's move on to most confusing moment of the night. What do you have?
Most confusing.
I know what I have. I can go first on this
one. It might be related, but I'll bet you it's the same thing, but a different angle.
Okay,
when Woj and Shams, the two big insiders, Woj for ESPN, Shams for Stadium Athletic, tweeted the same trade, but different parts of the same trade.
Yes, they did.
So I think
it felt
this is
like a face-off, too. It was like, which insider is going to have the right info?
Was it the Jalen Duren trade? It was. Yeah. So the one had him going to Detroit. The other had him going to the Knicks. And on my timeline, I don't know if yours was the same way, they came right, boom, boom, right on top of each other.
You tweeted it, and I was like, this is exactly how it showed up in mine. They were 2 seconds after each other.
And nobody got in between, right?
No.
So that was the weird part, because it is fun to watch the dueling insiders, see who gets there first. And it was like a showdown. It was a smack-off, if you will, between Woj and Shams. But
I know where
you're going.
Yes.
I know where you're going. But the most confusing part is neither of them were wrong. It's unbelievable.
It ended up being a 3-way trade was basically what happened. They were both kind of right about what was going on. So, okay. My most confusing is, yes, that part of it. Whatever the Knicks were doing last night. The Knicks, to me, I don't see how they're going to be vindicated on this. And I think they had a terrible night. So first of all, it's not even going through the picks that they traded and what happened. Just know this is the bottom line. They passed up on just selecting somebody with the 11th overall pick to take back a bunch of first round picks that are so protected, they will likely never equal the value of just the 11th overall pick, which you just could have taken. Beyond that, they did trade a first-round pick and attach Kemba Walker and his $9 million salary, you know, with it, which $9 million in the NBA, people are like passing around the collection plate for you. They're like, oh my gosh, how do you eat? You only make $9 million. Like, Kemba Walker never has to pick up a tab. They attached a first round pick to trade Kemba and his $9 million salary so that they can make cap space allegedly for Jalen Brunson. So they want to pay Jalen Brunson max money that they can. This is someone who is not an all-star. And let's be fair, even if we all like Jalen Brunson or love him, is he a top 30 player in the NBA, Perloff? Absolutely
top
not.
30. No.
He's not. So you, even if you like him, fine. You're going to pay him max money. That doesn't make any sense. Add on top of this shenanigans with the Knicks. Jalen Brunson's father, Rick Brunson, was hired by the Knicks just a month ago. If this doesn't reek of college basketball, like scandal-y type of stuff, you know, where they hire the AAU coach of the star kid they want, or the uncle or whatever, to come and coach on the staff, yet we're seeing this with one of the most profitable franchises in the NBA. And on top of it, the GM for the Knicks is Leon Rose, longtime power agent, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, tons of big guys. His son is Sam Rose. He represents Jalen Brunson. Like, how, guys? How? How are we letting all this happen? Anyway, that was the most confusing team to me.
Getting Kemba out of the building, that was a bit of an accomplishment. Even at $9 million, to get rid of that salary was unbelievable.
How about this? How about you just buy him out? How about you could use the stretch provision? There's a million other ways besides attaching a first-round draft pick to get his salary up. By the way, they just added him last offseason. They're just trying to undo all the moves they made last year. That's not the sign of a good front office.
Wow. Oh, that's a very insightful. Wow.
People said Worldwide West and Leon Rose were going to make this different.
I got to be honest. Based on what Billis and everyone was saying about Usman Dieng, who went number 11.
Yeah.
I can't understand. There's no way this guy's going to be ready to play within a decade. They're like, he barely like understood the rules of basketball. They made him sound so raw. So I don't know what he was going
to
do.
He's 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Yeah. Well, which gets me back to that Thunder thing. The Thunder seem to be pulling a bit of a like building a team of 19-year-olds who are going to be ready by the year 2036. And I don't know. The Knicks weren't going to do anything with Usman Dieng anyway, so what's the difference?
No, and fair and unfair, I know it's different regimes. Yeah. The Knicks have not exactly had great success when they draft guys from France. Do we all remember Frederick Weiss from Vince Carter dunking over his head? That was a Knicks draft pick, by the way. And also Frank Ntilikina, who's affectionately known, I think Bill Simmons nicknamed him Frankie Smokes. It hasn't worked out great.
Yeah, okay. I laughed because they started booing this guy. And I'm like, how on earth? Even Billis had never heard of him. And they're booing. I'm like, you don't even know what you're booing. I guess there was a little history there. But
yeah, it's not fair, but it's just because he's French.
I do disagree. Like, if the Knicks had taken that guy, that would not have been good. That would have been a worst case scenario. Although, if they'd taken someone else, maybe. But that guy just felt like he was going nowhere.
Another thing that's confusing, although I guess you probably can figure it out. We'll get more details, I'm sure. Do we have to put Jaden Ivey falling and the Sacramento Kings going for Keegan Murray and not being able to find a trade partner to trade out of the fourth pick, even though we believe Keegan Murray was going to be there later on in the draft? Does that go under most confusing, or does that go under a different superlative?
Well, Murray was like four or five. He was five on this over-under. So how far could they have traded down?
Well, I mean, maybe you could have traded with the Knicks. I know we're coveting him, of course, at 11. I don't know if he would have been there.
So, right. I think he'd be gone by five or six. So, I don't have a problem. If a team really likes, say you had him number one on your board.
Yeah.
And you could get a second round pick to move down two spots. Why not just take him? I don't mind that philosophy. I just don't totally understand the player. Does he look explosive at all? All the descriptions of him are solid. You know, he's really solid. Like, you need to get upside in this draft at four. Feels like Jaden Ivey was the upside pick and feels more like an NBA player today with what you want. Long, 6'4". Keegan Murray looked like a 6'8 throwback to 2003.
Well, you know,
what's
the
his
comp
upside?
Is,
16-8?
The comp is Tobias Harris, your
yes,
favorite 76er.
Exactly. He's right in between an exciting player and a not exciting player. If his over-under was at five, you got to assume that he was going by five or six. So you think they should have just taken anything to move down?
Probably. I mean, I guess so. Maybe it was just too telegraphed because it's so obvious that the Kings have too many guards and they didn't need another one in Jaden Ivey. Okay, let's move on. Best little-known fact from last night. I liked this one. Oklahoma City drafted two people with the name Jalen Williams. Jaylen, J-A-Y-L-E-N Williams, and J-A-Y-L-I-N Williams. And I just wonder, because Jalen Rose was also there for ESPN, and I think that he's like the first Jalen on record, right? Like, his mom, I think, came up with the name, and now it feels like half the draft is Jalen, and Jalen is such a popular first name that someone just drafted two of them. Two Jalens in the same draft for one team. I think it's amazing.
Okay, that was pretty awesome. The names were very interesting. I have to pull up the stat. The one that really got to me was two Canadians were selected in the top 10 for the first time in 8 years. Then they put the list. It's happened five times.
It's
Why
a lot.
Is Canada so good at basketball all of a sudden? Aren't they a hockey country?
If you don't play hockey, you play basketball or curling. And then if you don't do curling, then you play basketball.
So this year was Benedict Mathurin and Shaedon Sharpe, who was everybody's two big upside guys. Benedict Mathurin, there was a love fest last night. I don't know why he didn't go high. Everyone's like, this is the best pick in the draft, but he's not number one. I don't totally understand that. To me, it comes down to, like, the teams that are either tanking or really good, everybody else is completely irrelevant. There's so many irrelevant teams. The Rockets GM said the other day, the NBA punishes the middle, and I think you saw that last night.
It's been that way, unfortunately, for such a long time, which birthed the process and just the idea that you'd rather just be really bad or really good. And it's like that in the NFL, I think, to a certain extent. And maybe we have more eyeballs on all 32 teams for a lot of reasons, fantasy, gambling, other stuff. But it's never good to be in the middle. It's never been good to be in the middle in the NBA.
The other thing is, you don't want to be caught with too much salary on your books. So you might look like you're... This is why I'm actually willing to give Leon Rose a little benefit of the doubt with the Knicks. You don't want... if you sign Jalen Brunson, this will not work. But you don't want to basically pay a bunch of guys and not be available for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I know. But that's what the plan was until last offseason when they gave Evan Fournier and Alec Burks and Julius Randle just loads and loads and loads
You're
of
right.
money. And look at where they are now. Trying to unload all those contracts.
I think someday they're going to look back and say, getting rid of that Usman Dan guy was a great move by the Knicks.
I doubt
it. He was a bust.
Put that on the big board of disagreements. We're also going to wheel in, the list of lists it's here. It's in progress. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Coming up, we will tell you who the most delusional person is in sports. We have that for you and so much more. It's a huge day. It's Smack Off Day here on the entire network, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158. It's Maggie and Perloff. Don't move.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. Hope everyone had fun NBA draft night. I was disappointed on a few levels.
Oh, yeah?
Player comps are my favorite thing, and they just stopped doing them. They start off Kendrick Perkins with an amazing bang. He compared Paolo Banchero to Michael Beasley. Internet was going to explode. It was the most interesting player comp they've ever had in the history of the NBA draft, because you always compare him to an all-star, like usually KD or somebody insane.
I guess Beasley technically was the second overall pick.
He's a gigantic bust. I know. And he went around. I loved him as a player. I thought he was going to be the next coming.
Yeah.
He's also a lefty. You can't compare a right-handed power forward to a left-handed power forward.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right.
I also thought Desmond Bane, I think, at one point weighed in because Kendrick Perkins, I think, had compared him to Ben Simmons.
Oh. So I think it was Banchero. He did a combination of Michael Beasley and Ben Simmons. What did Bane say? I love Desmond Bane.
So Kendrick Perkins, I believe, compared Bane to Ben Simmons. And the only slight difference there is that Desmond Bane is known for hitting threes and for being a shot maker. And Ben Simmons famously doesn't want to dunk the ball because he's afraid to get fouled to go to the free throw line. So Desmond Bane was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Kendrick said, have you watched yourself lately? Stay humble, which is cute. And then it went on from there. Ja got in on it. It's a lot of stuff I can't read.
We had a discussion yesterday. Who would they compare Chet Holmgren to? And Kendrick went Giannis and Kristaps Porzingis. So there was no Kevin Durant, but he did do Kristaps Porzingis, which we saw. To compare Chet Holmgren to Giannis is insane.
It's like comparing you to Giannis.
That's like comparing me to Shaq. Not Giannis. I'm closer to Giannis. That's like comparing
You're
Mike
not.
Sampter to Shaq. There is no way Chet Holmgren and Giannis, although...
Sampter, how tall are you?
Can you dig it?
What do you top out at? We should do combine measurements here.
We'll wait for the combine, because I think I'm listed at 6'1", or maybe 5'11 and a half, something like that.
Is that sure it's a little bit closer to like 5'8"?
Are you in 5'8"? Listed at 5'8". I'm not even close to that anyway.
Okay. So. I was being kind. This is radio. It's theater of the mind, and the television only shoots you from a bird's eye view, so you'd have no clue.
Yeah, the seat that I sit on is higher up than my leg, so I look taller on TV.
Who's your NBA player comp? Is it Muggsy Bogues?
Was it Earl Watson? Was a very good player.
A combination of Muggsy Bogues and Manute Bol, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's do player comps real quick. I got one for everybody. Stu is the ultimate glue guy. I want to say a Lou Dort or like a Bruce Bowen.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were going to try to give him a Laker, though, because that's his favorite team.
Yeah, but Bruce Bowen's also dirty. Stu's not dirty.
No.
I'm thinking more like a Chauncey Billups.
Okay, who's a glue guy on like the current Lakers?
Oh, I don't know about the current Lakers. I was
thinking they need a glue guy.
They need regular guys, glue guys. They need all types of guys.
Maggie, I think you're a high volume shooter. I think you're Bradley Beal.
Thank you. Also extremely loyal until I'm not. Just like Bradley Beal.
I think it's because you're wearing kind of Wizards blue. But there's a Bradley Beal feel to Maggie, don't you think?
Maybe
not always willing to play defense. I don't
know. Wait a minute. You know me too well.
And I'm going to go with a Duncan Robinson type.
For yourself?
Yes.
I was thinking more Chris Dudley.
No, because
the Ivy League?
Chris Dudley had like 14 rebounds a game. Play with me. I never get a rebound, and I shoot every three-point shot. That's all I could do.
Free throw game? Because Chris Dudley was the worst foul shooter I've ever seen.
Yeah, I probably like 93%.
Oh, then you're okay. I stand corrected on that comp.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I wish I had Chris Dudley. Follow a shot guy.
No.
You're shooting a three and backpedaling. No matter what the outcome is, you're at the other end of the floor.
I have 0.0 athleticism, which you didn't hear a lot of last night. Most people were considered athletic. He has no wingspan, no athleticism. Jay Billis said everyone had a good stroke. Then you follow up and look at the person's stats. This guy has a great stroke. Shot 27% from three. So I think we got it.
Sandra said in my ear, Arvydas Sabonis. I'm like, Arvydas Sabonis is Vince Carter compared to Perloff. He's like, not athletic?
No. I have Sabonis' late career vertical.
Oh. Do you also wear leather knee patches? Those are pretty badass. Okay, we got to get to Stu's Lakers here because it turns out that according to several NBA insiders, Shams, Woj, yada yada, they believe that the Lakers represent a legitimate threat, a real threat, quote unquote, to make a play for Kyrie Irving. Now, this basically sounds like a terrible idea on a lot of fronts. However, the rationale they're using, Perloff, is that Kyrie Irving is such a wild card and left $17 million on the table last year because he didn't want to get vaccinated. Perhaps he would agree to take the mid-level exception from the Lakers, forego the $36 million he could make, and make $6 million to team up with LeBron James.
You said it'd be a bad idea. From which standpoint, the team or the player?
The team.
But they're only paying a little bit of money. Isn't it worth taking a swing if you're the Lakers at that money?
Okay, but what are you getting? Like that? Are you already have one of the most drama-filled situations in the NBA with the Lakers? Like in this instance, we can't assume that Russell Westbrook is gone, by the way. So you're going to do like they're going to play together. You're going to stagger them. Like, how is that going to work? I know Kyrie Irving doesn't play tons and tons of games, even on a year without a global pandemic. But is this actually what you need to get you over the top? Because I would think, I know Kyrie Irving is a very good shooter also. He's got a lot of skills. The guy's amazing. He's an all-star. But is it worth the extra baggage? Like, the Nets don't have a choice. They have to try to make things right with Kyrie or else this whole thing has been a total abject failure. The Lakers don't have to bring him on.
But there's no downside. I think they have to take a risk. They have to take a big swing. Unfortunately, and when you take a big swing, you become vulnerable to get knocked out. I think they have to do something because as they're constituted, they're just not going to have enough firepower. Their roster is so thin. Why not take this big risk?
Well, you would definitely be getting one of the most talented players for a mid-level exception.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the talented, most talented players you could find.
This is like the other options are Jeff Green or Reggie Bullock or I'm looking at the mid-level exceptions.
Okay,
None of them are stars like Kyrie. I totally understand what you're saying about chemistry, availability.
There's another small thing. It's called defense. You just accused me of not playing any. I'll accuse Kyrie of not playing any also because I've watched him since he was in high school.
You love Kyrie's game, by the way.
So I do.
It makes me feel better about it.
I wish my comp was Kyrie.
Well, I don't know about that.
On the basketball court.
On the basketball court. I don't know what the Lakers do. Say Kyrie doesn't go there and you run it back with Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook. You're probably the fifth, sixth, seventh seed in the West. I think you have to try something. So you really, for that money, would not do it. If you were one of the nine people who runs the Lakers, you, Magic,
19 people.
Kurt Rambis, Linda Rambis.
Linda Rambis, Jeannie, I guess.
Some bus relatives.
Multiple bus
cousins. And I know that
you
completely respect Kyrie Irving's game. I'm surprised you would not do that.
I do respect his game. I guess the reason why, I just feel like it's such a combustible situation.
It's so combustible.
And that's good for people like you and I.
Well,
it's not great for people trying to win basketball games.
For us, it'd be amazing.
It's max. It's maximum chaos if he goes to the Lakers. In fact, I should be rooting for it. I'm not only rooting for it now, I also realize what I'd love my second career to be after the sports talk radio thing is over. I want to be a distant bus cousin.
Yeah.
Can I marry? I'm already married. Can I
marry into the bus family?
I can't marry it. I'm already spoken for. Happily married. How else do you weasel your way into a rich family?
Do you have any fear that we're being used as pawns in some Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant plot to get him paid in Brooklyn?
That's always a fear. But listen, no amount of, you know, gifts from The Wire that he tweets out is going to make me think that there's not a real legitimate chance that the Nets are drawing a line in the sand and just saying, no, we're not going to give you the max when we're not sure if you're going to show up for work. And I think most reasonable fans would say we get where they're coming from. The problem is the second part, if Durant wants to leave.
You're basically paying Kevin Durant two maxes if you bring in Kyrie. You have to do it. You have no choice. Just give him the max. What's the difference? You're going to give it to someone else who's not good. Give it to Kyrie so you can keep Kevin Durant. I love this report that from Brian Windhorst at ESPN. Of the six teams on his list, several have no interest in Kyrie. That just cracked me up.
I saw that.
There's no way the 76ers want James Harden and Kyrie Irving on the same roster.
We just watched it in Brooklyn. It didn't go great.
I think the if I could create this too, the Mavs, can you imagine Kyrie and Luka fighting over the ball? I think they'd steal it from each other to get hold of it.
Yeah, like it's like, guys, same team, same team. Like, we know. You know what two dudes are going for the same rebound.
So next Wednesday, is it Wednesday that Kyrie can opt in or opt out?
29th, I believe.
I pray that he opts out. That would be such a gift.
Well, we always want, we're always rooting for mass chaos.
Oh, if he opted out, it would be so consistent with Kyrie Irving and be so much fun to cover.
The other funny thing, too, just quickly about when Kyrie, when the list comes out from Shams, it's like, okay, if you were wondering where the list might have been coming from, when he says most of the teams on the list aren't interested, I think we get it. You know, normally the list comes from the player anyway, because it's like a pipe dream, a lot of them. None of these teams, very few of them, have any kind of cap space to make it work. But, yeah, the idea that Kyrie, one other part of this, sorry, the idea that Kyrie would even entertain going to Philly makes me think that it's probably pretty bad between him and Durant right now.
Well, why Philly, though? What's the difference?
Imagine, to me, it will always be a major slap in the face to Durant that Harden quit on the team. Because Harden was, of course, the person who had to sign off on the Nets even trading for Harden. Because he's kind of like, has a lot of power, even though he's not technically the GM. He's the most famous player. He's the best player on the team. So he's ultimately the guy who not only signed off on them trading a bunch of assets who are now successful at other teams for Harden, he's also ultimately the guy who signed off on them trading Harden to your 76ers at the trade deadline last year. The fact that Harden quit on the Nets and Kyrie would leave Durant to go team up with Harden, it does not get any bigger of an affront to Kevin Durant than that. Their relationship has to be in a terrible spot, because just friend to friend, whether colleague to colleague, however you want to slice it, that is so foul.
I don't think NBA star memories last that long. I don't think KD even
remembers. It was February. It's of this year, not like February 2017.
That was ancient history. Besides, he saw how bad Harden was in Philadelphia. He's probably thrilled that Harden's gone. And I think a big part of him wants Kyrie gone, too. How can you not? If you're Kevin Durant, would you want Kyrie Irving there? You'd want somebody better. You need to win a title. I'm telling you, Kevin Durant's getting old. He's not dumb. Kyrie Irving can't play any defense. He's not a good second fiddle to Kevin Durant. Durant's got to get out of there. I keep telling you. I like the list, by the way, for Durant. Forget Kyrie. Kyrie wants to go to the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavs, and Sixers. KD could go to any of those teams and make them very good, except for the Knicks, who will always be a joke.
Yeah, of course. I think they're both going to be trying to run to Miami. Who can get to Miami faster? It's like a race. It's like spring break.
Clippers would be nice.
Who's flying out on Sunday night and who's flying out Monday morning?
But that Steve Ballmer money in L.A., that might be attractive too.
No
they could
doubt.
Build a good team around somebody.
Okay, so questions out there. Number one, should the Lakers be entertaining Kyrie Irving if he'll take the mid-level exception? Laker fans, do you want Kyrie Irving on your team? Stu, we'll get your opinion after the break. Also, is it a affront to Kevin Durant that Kyrie Irving would even entertain going to Philly? Ugh. What did Rohan say that Kevin Durant was yesterday? He joined us. He said that Kevin Durant was first team all friend. First team all friendship.
Well, he's leveraging the Nets to pay Kyrie right now.
That's first team all friendship if I ever saw it.
But I
think to give your friend $200 million. There's no greater gift.
They both want out of Brooklyn. You can tell. You can read the tea leaves. KD, if Kyrie doesn't want to be there, why would KD want to be there?
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Maggie and Perloff, bottom of the hour. Okay, so coming up, we will get to the most delusional person in sports, not Kyrie Irving. It is time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Marco Belletti.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Interesting conversation in the break. We're trying to put on paper some deals for Kevin Durant. Of course, I have a personal interest. I want him in Philly bad. But I think it's going to take a lot to get this guy, Maggie.
Yeah, we've been just going through some of like the biggest trades ever in terms of like the package that came back for the person. Obviously, the Anthony Davis trade, which was Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, 3 first-round picks, 2 pick swaps. But of course, I think the mother load really is Paul George when he was traded to the Clippers, 5 first-round draft picks and 2 pick swaps. Well, that was wild.
We've had this trend in the NFL, too. A lot of teams don't value first-round picks anymore. They just give them away like candy. Especially, that started really in the NBA. So maybe you give 5 first-rounders to the Nets and you get KD and a couple players. Doesn't seem like this is going to be easy to make happen, Maggie.
I don't think so, but something tells me it is going to happen. 855-212-4CBS. Let's hit the phones. Mark's in Miami, wants to talk about the Kyrie KD situation. Hey, Mark.
What's up, guys? Yeah, I'm just laughing at KD. I knew this would blow up in his face. I mean, pretty much everybody, you didn't even have to be an expert to realize, first of all, your business manager, the Kleiman, Rich Kleiman, is a Knicks season token. If you're going to leave Golden State, the perfect situation in all of sports, you're going to go to the Knicks. You're not going to go to the irrelevant JV team in town. I don't care how cool hipsters think the Nets are. And secondly, you're not going to pick a better running mate. Kyrie is a cancer. He's the last guy I would ever want. And we're seeing back, he's pretty much created the bet he's in right now.
Mark, though, you're a big Heat fan. What if you could upgrade somehow Kyrie for Kyle Lowry?
Oh, hell no. I don't want any part of that guy. I don't care. I honestly, that would probably make me not drop my Heat diehard fanship. I don't want that guy anywhere near my franchise.
That bad.
At this point, if you're the Nets, you're pretty much stuck. So here's what I do. I pretty much, it's clear that Sean Marks and Nash don't want Kyrie there. You say, we're letting him go. We're not going to give him an extension. And if that upsets KD, then I'm willing to move off him too, because he's near the end of his career. He's not the same elite player he was. Obviously, coming off 2 Achilles, not so. You just mentioned a team I was going to mention. The Clippers are so desperate to win a title.
Yeah.
If they'll give me a haul with Paul George, Reggie Jackson, a bunch of picks they got, I'm willing to do that move. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Because at this point, I don't think KD is the same type of player. And let's face it, guys, just the drama nonsense. He's always beefing with losers. You're one of the all-time great basketball players, and he's nonstop. He can't get off social media. He's fighting with constant losers and random people on social media. I think he's too preoccupied with all the nonsense outside of basketball. So if I'm the next franchise, why not move off him too and reload going forward? What are your guys' thoughts on that? Thanks for the time.
Yeah, Mark, appreciate you.
I can't see Kawhi and KD on the same team exactly with no Paul George.
Why?
They're very similar skill sets. Right. They seem to come at you the same exact way. They're both big, long players, and they're not necessarily reliable to be on the court that much. That's why.
Right. Injuries and stuff. George, too, has battled his fair share of injuries.
It's funny. I don't see that Paul George for Kevin Durant trade.
Well, the only other thing about that is, first of all, are George and Kawhi kind of like a package deal? I thought that
same
is
thing.
That going to upset Kawhi, and then all of a sudden Uncle Dennis is involved, and then somebody's going to Canada. I don't know. It could go 100 different ways. But I do agree with Mark. The Clippers do feel like a desperate team, and because their owner seems so all in on making sure this succeeds and is willing to put his money where his mouth is, like willing to exceed the luxury tax, willing to do anything.
Oh, of course, but does he want to give up Paul George? That's the problem. I think teams are going to say, can I give up something a little lesser than a superstar?
I don't. How would you? I mean, because here's the thing about the Nets.
Know.
You can't get stuck with a bunch of picks.
Well, you got to go full process.
But they just did this. And the other part about this, and this is where Sean Marks actually did a great job in taking on bad salaries and getting draft picks attached to them. Obviously, Lakers fans remember the Timofey Mozgov and D'Angelo Russell, and the Nets were the ones that bailed them out but got them, you know, they traded the first-round picks there to take those bad contracts off their hands. First of all, you just did this. And secondly, within the same decade, you're going to try to build a quote-unquote super team in Brooklyn, and you're going to have nothing to show for it. I know it's a different owner and a different regime, but you love to bring up that failed Brooklyn Nets team, Perloff, with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Darren Williams, and now you're going to do this again? Oh, man, Brian.
They haven't had a top 10 pick in forever. They haven't drafted it. Try something completely new.
No,
go through the draft.
I would say they've done a great job finding guys outside of the lottery who've actually been good players. Caris LeVert.
Good players.
Jared Allen. Jared Allen just got $100 million for the Cavs. Caris LeVert is a good player. Spencer Dinwiddie is a very good player. We just saw with Dallas making a playoff run. Joe Harris.
Yeah.
There's more. Sean Marks can find a guy in the draft. That's not the problem.
But you need a singular talent who's young. You need a Luka. Try a Luka. Try a Giannis. Try anybody besides this.
They'd love it if they could try a Giannis. Just of course.
Forget. Give up all the 30-plus superstars. Never bring another one of those into the building again. Get me a 21-year-old. Get five 21-year-olds who could become a star. Don't you think it's time for something different in Brooklyn? Try and build the old-fashioned way?
Well, they've done kind of both, you know. But the problem is when you build the old-fashioned way, you actually become really attractive to stars, and then you have all this max cap space, and then the stars want to come and take it. That's just what happened. That happened with Kyrie and KD. Brian's in Omaha. Brian, hello, sir.
How's my favorite show doing?
We're doing great. How you been?
I'm good. Hey, you know, I thought L.A. hawked everything they could to get the guy from New Orleans. How could they possibly have any assets for Kyrie Irving?
They don't.
This is why it's such a pipe dream. So Kyrie Irving would essentially have to take a $30 million pay cut to join the Lakers. Now, while anyone walking this earth would probably say that's ridiculous, you know, Kyrie has already, made a lot of money, not that I'm counting someone else's, but he's already made a lot, and he was willing to forego $17 million because he didn't want to get vaccinated. Maybe he's willing to forego $30 million to try to get himself out of Brooklyn.
Wow. I thought maybe he could go there and play with the other guy that's got the problems in L.A.
Russell.
You mentioned him earlier. He was from San Antonio, had the fake injury to get out of there.
Oh, Kawhi.
Yeah, I think Kawhi. And,
Brian, I don't know if it was fake.
Oh, Kawhi's had a few fake injuries through the years. I totally agree with that. But
is Uncle Dennis also a doctor, Dr. Dennis? I don't know.
So
we'll see.
Thank you,
Brian, for the call. Have a great weekend.
Kyrie's lifetime earnings, and I don't know if he got all this, $194 million.
Not bad.
So you could buy a title for $30 million and be worth it, maybe.
You mean sacrifice 30?
Sacrifice 30 to win a title, then get the max next year, rebuild it. Maybe that's a long-term strategy that sometimes players take a little less 1 year if they think they can get a bigger contract down the road.
So I guess here would be the thing. He's already won a title. He won with LeBron. How important is it for him to win another title?
Yeah, I think it's important. I don't think it might not be of paramount importance. But what about rebuilding his reputation?
Man, I would love someone to be offering me $36 million for something that's not really of paramount importance to me.
Well, the other thing is he could
like,
think,
I'll get to it when I get to it.
He could think I got $250 coming down the road if I play well this year. He's 31. I mean, he's going to be 31.
Okay, so I think what would win out over that speculation or that kind of thought process is I'm also 31 and I've had an injury history. Why, if I have any market, why would I ever want to play a one-year deal?
Your thinking is completely flawed, though, because you're trying to assign logic to Kyrie Irving, who works on a completely different logical system.
I know, I got to open my third eye here.
That has nothing to do with anything that is capable of going through your head. Flat Earth, Maggie.
Right? I know.
Can you see the Earth is flat? Probably not. Kyrie can. So do not try and play chess when this man is playing checkers or vice versa.
Yeah, 3D chess. Let's hear from KD. He was on his own podcast, the Et Cetera's podcast, talking about this situation. And he was asked, how involved is he in these Kyrie Irving discussions?
There's no involvement at all. I mean, I can't be involved with, this is this man's livelihood. It's much bigger than me, you know. This is, being a free agent is one of the most important times in your career, you know. So, you know, that can't be swayed by anybody else. And so I just do me. And so I just kind of let things play out and see what happens.
Man.
He's like us. He just rather commented on Twitter.
You know, I would like to think if you were thinking about going to another show.
Yeah.
I'd love to think that I would try to step in to try to get you as much money as possible if I even ever had the ability to do that.
Maggie, this is another man's livelihood we're talking about here. A man who we just figured out earned $194 million. This is his livelihood. What does that even mean? That's a ridiculous thing to call an NBA salary livelihood. Livelihood is what you and I and most people are listening make.
Yes.
He's made $194 million.
What we need to live is
He's
what we
30.
Make.
He's made $194 million. Shut up about livelihood.
Yeah.
KD is so odd. The way he kind of floats in and out of the situation. It doesn't make any sense. Either he's an advocate for Kyrie one day, he secretly doesn't want Kyrie there, according to some reports, or he's supporting him to get a big salary. He's hard to predict, Maggie.
He is hard to predict, and it's also, at least publicly, it's also hands off. Like, and in some ways, and I know, like, I'm not just trying to compare everything to LeBron, but in some ways, like, I know LeBron tries to cover his tracks a lot of times, but the transparency, in some ways, I just sort of appreciate. It's like, yeah, you were having interviews at your house, and Russell Westbrook was the best candidate in your mind. And, like, I don't know why you didn't want to pick, like, Zach LaVine. I don't know why you didn't, or not Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. I don't know why you didn't want to pick, you know, the combination of Buddy Hield and other things. But you picked Russell Westbrook on reputation, and it ended up failing. But at least we kind of know that's how it went down. With KD, we're never sure what's going on.
Wow. Once again, showing incredible gymnastic ability to compliment LeBron in a situation that has nothing to do with LeBron.
Listen, LeBron covers his own tracks and tries to do that stuff, too. I'm not saying he's a choir boy.
If you and I could play sports god, we would put all three of these guys, LeBron, KD, and Kyrie. Let's run it. Let's call it the ultimate super team and see how they do in the West. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, let's do it.
Will we hear a KD to the Lakers rumor at any point this summer?
Let's start one.
Yes.
There aren't enough KD to the Laker rumors. We're going to fix that next. It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 158.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.